briefed, but briefings were no longer enough. The project had reached a point where it had to rely on countless suppliers, and though each was being kept in the dark regarding the final destination of their contributions, millions of beings, perhaps tens of millions of beings galaxy-wide, were now involved with the battle station in one capacity or another. Yes, the project required the on-site presence of a think tank of scientists, weapons specialists, and habitat architects. But what did any of them know about protecting the station from saboteurs? If Tarkin had his way, and at this point it was uncertain he ever would, he would adopt the hegemonic arrangement that was in place on Coruscant and elsewhere, and appoint an overseer to coordinate all construction and defense considerations. A single overseer to whom others would answer, or be damned if they didn't. If whoever was responsible for the dubious attack on Sentinel was simply hoping to get his attention, then that part of the plan had succeeded, for in the end he was left with more questions than answers. His restless pacing subsided as his adjutant hurried into the maintenance hangar's safe area. "A communique from Coruscant, sir." Tarkin assumed that it was military intelligence responding to the after-action report he had filed, and said as much. "No, sir. Higher up the chain of command." Tarkin arched an eyebrow. "How high?" "Nosebleed altitude, sir." Tarkin stiffened slightly. "Then I'll take the transmission in my quarters." Where Tarkin's own uniformed holo presence had stood 2 days earlier, the holo table now projected a towering apparition of Vizier Mos Amida, swathed in rich maroon robes, the cyan tint of the holo field darkening the Shagrian's natural blue pigmentation. From bulging extrusions of flesh on either side of Amida's thick neck dangled tapered horns that matched the pair crowning his hairless cranium.
"We trust all is well at Sentinel Base, Governor."
Tarkin couldn't be certain if or how much Amida knew about the recent attack. On Coruscant, information was closely guarded, if only as a means of maintaining one's cachet, and even the head of the ruling council might not have been made privy to details known to military intelligence and the Admiralty.
"Rest assured, Vizier," Tarkin said.
"No surprises, then?"
"Only the expected ones."
The ambitious amphibian vouchsafed a tight-lipped smile at his end of the duplex holocom. Obstructive and fault-finding during his years as Vice-Chancellor of the Republic Senate, he had become one of the Emperor's most valued advisers, as well as the Empire's most formidable intermediary.
"Governor, your presence is required on Coruscant,"
Amida said, after a moment. Tarkin moved to his desk and sat down, centering himself for the holocam.
"I'll certainly try to make time for a visit, Vizier."
"Permit me, Governor, but that will not suffice. Perhaps I should have said that your presence is urgently required."
Tarkin waved a hand in dismissal. "I'm sorry, Vizier, but that doesn't alter the fact that I have my priorities."
"Priorities of what sort?"
Tarkin returned Amida's mirthless smile. There was probably no harm in sharing with Amida information about the expected shipments of materiel from Desolation Station to Geonosis, including vital components for the battle station's complex hyperdrive generator, but he was under no obligation to do so. "I'm afraid my priorities are on a need-to-know basis."
"Indeed. Then you are refusing the request."
Tarkin glimpsed something in the thick-skulled Shagrian's pink-rimmed cerulean eyes that gave him pause.
"Let's say that I'm reluctant to abandon my post at this time, Vizier. If you wish, I'll provide the Emperor with my reasons personally."
"That's not possible, Governor. The Emperor is presently engaged."
Tarkin leaned towards the cam.
"So engaged that he can't speak briefly with one of his moths?" Amida affected a bored tone.
"That is not for me to say, Governor. The Emperor's concerns are on a need-to-know basis."
Tarkin stared into the hologram.
what his grand-uncle Jover wouldn't have given to be able to mount a Shagrian head on the wall of his cabin in the Carrion. "Perhaps you're willing to clarify the need for such urgency," he asked. Amida tilted his massive head to one side.
"That's a matter for you to discuss with the Emperor, since it was he who issued the order that you report to Coruscant."
Tarkin concealed a grimace. "You might have said as much at the start, Vizier." Amida adopted a haughty look.
"And deprive us of such verbal sport next time, perhaps."
Tarkin remained at his desk after Amida ended the transmission and the hologram vanished. Then he signaled for the protocol droid. "I'm going to need that uniform as soon as possible," he told the RA-7 as it entered. The droid nodded.
"Certainly, sir. I'll instruct the fabricator to begin at once."
Tarkin summoned the uniformed 3D image of himself from the holotable and regarded it, thinking back to Iriadu and recalling Jova's comment once more.
"It'll look even better with blood on it."